walking out of the city and into the country and into the hills and mountains appealed to me. I had always been intrigued by looking at pictures and reading in books, seeing photographs of people up on rock spikes with coils of rope and all of that, and I was thinking, God, how wonderful to be able to do that kind of thing and all of the rest of it. And then I just heard that there were actually people in Dublin who did this kind of thing, and so it was a matter of tracking them down, the mountaineering club. And I remember so well the first night I went along,
and we
didn't know each other.
Yeah,
that's right. We didn't know each other at all. It was all got so wonderfully exciting. You know, life kind of opened up. Life began. Talking about the great freedom of those days, because that was before universal transport. You know, now everyone goes everywhere, but in those days, there wasn't that much travelling around the country. People didn't have cars. Mm. We didn't even have telephones in the houses.
Quite a lot, was it?
A lot of us didn't. So how did you make your arrangements? You met in the club, or maybe you walked around to each other's houses. You had bicycles. And there were a few cars in the group, but mostly motorbikes and buses were how we got around. But the sense of freedom then of going to places like Connemara and Donegal, and having it practically to yourself, you know, and you could camp anywhere, anytime, finding new cliffs and new routes, and you could be practically certain that any route you went up was going to be a new and a first. The early trips around the country, there was that great one with Frank, which was a very early trip. And I remember my first time in Connemara, my first trip there ever, and arriving, I suppose this was probably with Frank, driving up the Aina Valley at dusk. And the sky still had some of the red in it, and the mountains on both sides, black, black, black cardboard outlines against the sky. And I was thinking, I can't be here. This is too good, I can't be here. I thought they were the Alps. And especially when you don't see the detail, you just see these forms rising up and up. And then, of course, to sleep under all that. Well, that was, as I say, life began.